Supervisors Meeting, July 24, 2018. Are there any changes to the agenda?
I have none.
I have none.
Shall meet with the department head and elected officials. Terry Johnson, the county auditor.
Good morning. Still working on the election stuff, so nothing real important.
Get place on Sunnyside yet?
Still working on that.
Still working on that?
Still working on that, so need to call the person that I was in contact and see if he had a chance to talk to their committee.
Thank you. Lisa Schreiner.
Good morning. Don't have too much to say, I just got back from vacation, so. But girl's been keeping busy and things are going well.
You have a lot of fun?
Oh, yeah.
Did you go to Weaver?
No, a lot further than that.
Rodney, how's the maintenance department?
Doing pretty well, had the jail inspection last week. I'll kind of let Doug elaborate on that because I was unable to attend that, but other than that, nothing new at this time.
Can't be too bad, you're both here.
Yeah.
Actually, it was a really good report, I went through that. Got an email on it, I appreciate that. Both of you need a good pat on the back for that, maintenance and Doug.
No, it was definitely staff, I mean, they've done a great job on keeping everything current and holding the inmates accountable for keeping their cell clean. So hats off to them, they put a lot of work in it also.
The only thing cost was the new mattress.
Yeah, and that's all right. We replaced that immediately, so we're good.
That's good. Julie, it's a pleasure to see you today.
Thank you, it's a pleasure to be here.
How's the secondary roads?
Doing well, thank you.
Is that because Brian's gone or is that?
No. He's only gone briefly. We all know what to do today, so he'll be back tomorrow, we'll be all right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Amy?
Good morning, we're busy, we have another jury trial going on today. I was in trial, well, almost every week. I was supposed to be in trial today in Loisa County, but that got continued, the other attorney on the other side got sick at the last minute, so. We're really busy. I have a personnel action today. Todd's coming back, so I will be very appreciative to have the help, so I'm not covering my caseload and two other attorneys, so. But things are going well.
Good.
I do want to thank my staff too and acknowledge them since I haven't been able to be here for a couple of weeks since I've been in trial, but they were really great celebrating my 20 years with Des Moines County, and they put up little signs in my office, and it was very nice. I appreciate all my staff for doing that. It was very thoughtful and nice.
Good. Angie, safety department.
Good morning.
Thank you.
We're doing good. I was actually gone most of the week. Last week I had a communications training, and that always stresses me out because it seems like when I'm gone, things kind of go nuts, but I didn't get a phone call, so it was a good week.
Jeff, how's the sheriff's department? I see the sheriff, he was here.
He bailed on us, didn't he? Good morning. Business as usual, nothing new to report.
Doug, and the jail?
Good morning. Nothing new to report, as we kind of hit on, the jail inspector did come through. A lot of work is involved in that, but everything went really, really smooth. And like I say, the only thing that he wrote on was a couple of the mattresses needed replaced, which as I said, it was done right the same day we had the extras there. Population's right about 90, been holding there for quite some time, so still have, I think, 12 in Lee County, and we have some other places that we're not being charged for various reasons.
Ken, how's the health department?
Real good. I got invited yesterday to Fairfield to speak with a candidate for governor, Fred Hubbell, and so he wanted to talk about mental health in this area, and so that was a good conversation. We had some providers come out too and talk about some of their struggles with getting paid and from Medicaid and things like that. So that was a good, it was nice. It was a small group, but it was nice of him to come and talk to a small group, I thought. So.
Thank you. Colin, IT department?
Pretty good. Nothing really too new to report. Sent an email out there last week. We got our little county app rolled out, so we had a few people download that and get that set up. We're going to go ahead and put some information out on the website for the public, so if they want to go ahead and download that to check out any news. A lot of it is redirects to our website, so it's kind of a doubling of the information in that app, but that's about it. So.
Okay. Southeast Iowa Regional Planning, is it going to be Jared or going to be Zach?
Yeah, give an update. We got the item on the agenda today for a preliminary plat. Other than that, just kind of steady. Seems like we got a few phone calls every week for something, whether it's a subdivision or zoning ordinance or occasionally, what's that?
Floodplain.
Yeah, occasionally we've seen a few instances where people have been building without getting permits, so we've had to send out some nasty grams, had a few of those. So keep busy though with that. I think as of last week when I updated, we've got a spreadsheet where we just kind of track everything. We're around 100 inquiries on the year for all those different things. So I don't know what a typical year is, but it seems like it's been pretty busy.
Good. Did I miss anybody? Don't think so. We have a birthday girl yesterday here. Sherry had a birthday.
Happy birthday, Sherry. If I would have known, I would have brought some horns.
I won't ask how old she is. Yeah, I know I'm older.
Okay, moving on. Seeing no correspondence, do you gentlemen have any?
No, I do not.
Okay. Public input session number one. Anybody from public have anything to say? Please rise. State your name. Seeing nobody rise, well, she'll move on to discussion and vote. Okay, Zach, this would be you. We have a resolution for preliminary plat for the Creek subdivision.
Yes, we've got a request from Mark and Leah Zeiser for a preliminary plat of the ridge. It's 21 lots on about 69.2 acres on Upper Flint Road, something Flint Town, Flint River Township. We sent this out for review and comment to all department heads, and really didn't get too many comments other than from E911. They had some comments on the naming of the roads, how they'll need to be addressed. And then we did get a comment from the Burlington Fire Department about the length of cul-de-sacs. And I'll talk maybe more about that in a minute. Just some of the other things that we were looking at are fence requirements. As of now, there are two adjoining agricultural landowners that would require some kind of either new fencing or a fence waiver, but that'd be taken care of, during final plat. So we don't have to do anything with that. So right now we're good there. All the lot size and layouts are compliant with the subdivision ordinance. As far as flooding, it's in a zone X, so not subject to floodplain ordinance. And it's I don't know if you've been out there, but it's pretty steep, lots of ravines. They do have some drainage structures that you can see in the preliminary plat to take care of some of the drainage on site. Utilities, they're served by Rapid Rural Water, Eastern Iowa Light, Power Electric, MTC Technology. And then they'll have on-site sewage for septic systems. It is in the two-mile boundary, so I had to go through City of Burlington for review. This kind of gets back to some of the comments from the fire department. Within the city limits, they have a requirement of cul-de-sacs no longer than 750 feet. So they wanted to see, from the fire department perspective, sprinklers of anything beyond 750 feet. But they discussed it at their Planning and Zoning Commission. And they approved the preliminary plat with the only condition that they extend the cul-de-sac the north end of the property so that it went to lots 20 and 21, just so that there was some kind of frontage on every lot. And then we had our Planning and Zoning Commission, and they made a recommendation to approve with the condition, same condition that the cul-de-sac is extended to lots 20 and 21, so there's frontage on all lots. And then to waive our requirement, we have a requirement that cul-de-sacs are less than 1,000 feet. Yeah, this would be, I don't remember the exact, I think it's around 2,300 feet. So they waived that, which is something they've done in other ones. The last one that we approved was King Country Estates, and they had a very similar length on their cul-de-sac. So that's the resolution in front of you, basically says to approve or ask the, to approve the preliminary plat with those two conditions that I just mentioned.
So you haven't heard from the fire department yet, then?
No, they were at the meeting for the Planning and Zoning Commission. We had a long discussion about sprinklers and their requirements at the city, and Planning and Zoning basically said we've never done that before. I don't see why we'd require that now. We don't have any requirements that from our codes that, that would do that, but maybe it's something that they would discuss in the future about how to handle something like that. And this is the first time that Burlington's ever had to, I should say Burlington, the fire department has had to review, because I think historically it's been the West Burlington Fire Department that's covered this area. Burlington just took over that territory recently, so it's kind of a unique situation.
Are those sprinklers are in a residence?
What's that?
Sprinklers, where are they putting them?
They're not putting in sprinklers, but if it was beyond 750 feet of where the cul-de-sac is now, or the length of the cul-de-sac, they said the city's requirements would be that anything beyond 750 feet would need to have a sprinkler in it.
But that's a residence.
Yes. That's how they handle it in the city.
I'll be there.
Yep. Motion to approve.
Second.
Terry Johnson.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes. You sign these there for Zach?
Yep, absolutely.
Okay. Okay, moving on, we have a fireworks permit for Gabe Lang wedding reception on July the 28th of this year, 2018. And we do have the check, and everything looks in order here.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Terry?
Tom Brokaw?
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes. Personnel action. County attorney. For what Amy was saying in the meeting, for Todd Schultz, Senior Assistant County Attorney. Rehire a Senior Assistant County Attorney at a salary of $62,265.
Move to approve.
Second.
Terry Johnson.
Bob Beck.
Yes.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Thank you. Much appreciated.
Okay, we have reports. The sheriff's monthly report for June of 2018. These will be on file in the auditor's office for your viewing at your discretion. And we have the minutes of the regular meeting of July the 10th.
Move to approve.
Okay.
Second.
Terry Johnson.
Bob Beck.
Yes.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes. And we have the minutes for the regular meeting of July the 17th, 2018.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Terry Johnson.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes.
Bob Beck.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes. Is there any other business?
I have none.
Future agenda items.
I have none.
Committee reports.
I attended the meeting of the Iowa Mental Health and Disability Services Commission. We approved the rules for the new services to be noticed. The commission has to approve those rule, administrative rules, and they're put out on the website, the DHS website, for 30, 60 days for public comment. And DHS addresses those comments, and then they bring them back to the commission for to be approved at that time. There's still concern over how this is going to be paid for, and so they asked me at the last minute. I mentioned I wrote that letter for the cost, so they called, or they sent me an email Saturday wanted me to stick something in about that, so I did. And there's an interim legislative committee meeting to be after the election, before the session of several senators, I think five senators and five representatives, to come up with sustainable funding. So until I see what they come out with, my heart will continue to flutter every time they bring that up. We'll be optimistic. That's all I have.
I had a landfill meeting and went to Southeast Iowa Regional Planning for a transportation future planning,
long-range transportation planning.
Didn't have anything this week. Public input session number two. Anybody from the public have anything to say, please rise. Seeing nobody rise, we shall move to adjourn. Aye.
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 We're going to take a short break here so we can sign these papers, and then we'll have a work session with the Carloff compliance.
I would remind everybody that the fair is starting.
Yeah.
I'm ready this week, so enjoy it.
Okay.